Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. We live in a world where company and relationships have a profound impact on our thoughts, choices, and ultimately, our destinies. Have you ever stopped to consider the significance of the people you surround yourself with? The friends, acquaintances, and companions who walk alongside with you on this journey of faith. Today, we shall explore the topic of mixed multitude as we uncover the dangers that arise when we allow ourselves to be influenced by the wrong company. Through this message, I pray that you will be inspired, encouraged, and equipped with the wisdom to make intentional choices in your relationships, guided by the truths found within God's Word. May you be blessed as you listen. Again, the topic is mixed multitude, and our Bible text is from Numbers chapter 11 from verse 4 to 7.
Numbers chapter 11 verse 4 to 7. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Verse 7. Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color like the color of bdellium.
Today, we shall be exploring the topic of mixed multitude. A message that delves into the depths of our human nature and warns against the dangers that arise when we allow ourselves to be influenced by the wrong company. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4 to 7, we find a poignant account of the Israelites' exodus from the land of Egypt. It is a lesson that teaches us the perils of compromising our faith and diluting our devotion to God. To further illustrate this point, let me share a short story of a man named Ben. Ben was a passionate follower of Christ who dedicated his life to serving the Lord. However, a series of decisions brought a change to his life, though this change is not a good one. As Ben climbed the ladder of success, he encountered a diverse group of people who held varying beliefs and values. Although Ben remained steadfast in his faith initially, he gradually began to compromise his principles to fit in with this mixed multitude. As time goes on, in his pursuit of acceptance, Ben allowed the world's influence to seep into his heart, clouding his judgment and weakening his resolve. Like Ben, the Israelites faced a similar predicament during their journey through the wilderness, as mixed multitude journeyed with them when they came out of Egypt. These individuals enticed the Israelites with their different customs, idols, and practices. Let's go back to our Bible text in Numbers chapter 11 verse 4 and explore the profound lessons it holds for us today. Numbers chapter 11 verse 4 says, "Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, 'Who will give us meat to eat?'" In this verse, we witness the Israelites facing a critical moment in their journey. Their discontentment, fueled by the mixed multitude that accompanied them, led them astray from their true purpose. The mixed multitude consisted of individuals who were not of Israelite descent but had joined the Exodus from Egypt. These individuals became a source of discord, discontent, and ultimately, great peril as they cried for what God did not give them. Today, let's pause and reflect on our own lives. Are there instances where we have allowed a mixed multitude to influence our decisions, our faith, and our journey with the Lord? Have we compromised our values and convictions in the pursuit of acceptance or temporary pleasures? The danger lies in the lust of this world, which leads us to compromise our principles and forsake the path of righteousness. I don't know what struggles you are facing today. Do you surround yourself with individuals who uplift, inspire, and encourage you in your walk with God? Have you allowed the mixed multitude of negative influences to lead you astray? I urge you to examine the company you keep and the influences that surround you. It is crucial to be discerning and intentional about the company you keep. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Let's briefly consider some practical steps that we can take as believers to protect ourselves from the dangers of the mixed multitude. 1. Seek godly companionship. Surround yourself with individuals who share your values and are committed to walking the righteous path. Iron sharpens iron, and as we align ourselves with those who follow Christ, we are strengthened and encouraged. 2. Guard your heart and mind. Be vigilant about the influences you allow into your life. Avoid engaging in conversations or activities that compromise your faith and lead you away from God's will. 3. Prioritize time with God. Cultivate a deep and intimate relationship with the Lord, through prayer, studying His Word, and seeking His guidance. The more we draw near to God, the more discerning we become about the influences that surround us. Let's find encouragement and strength from other verses in Word of God. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 26 says, "The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray." This verse teaches us the importance of carefully choosing our friends and companions. We are reminded that the company we keep can have a significant impact on our lives. It further warns us that the way of the wicked can lead us astray, emphasizing the need for us to be wise in our relationships and associations. Furthermore, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?" This is a powerful reminder of the importance of being selective in our partnerships and alliances. As believers, we are called to be separate from the world and its ungodly influences. We are encouraged to seek fellowship with fellow believers who share our faith and values, as this aligns with God's will for our lives. As we go today, take some time to reflect on the dangers of the mixed multitude, and honestly evaluate your life and the company you keep. Are you allowing negative influences to sway you from your devotion to God? Are you compromising your faith for the sake of acceptance or temporary pleasures? Remember that your journey with the Lord is a deliberate choice, and it requires you to be vigilant and intentional in guarding your heart and mind. Learn from the mistakes of the Israelites and guard yourself against the dangers of negative influences. May you be a person who chooses godly companionship, who is surrounded by those who walk in righteousness and who inspire you to do the same in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. We come before you with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and wisdom. Help us, Lord, to recognize the dangers of the mixed multitude and to make wise choices in the company we keep. Grant us discernment to identify negative influences and the courage to distance ourselves from them. Surround us with godly companionship that we may be strengthened and encouraged in our journey with you. Today, we ask for your protection and guidance, that we may walk steadfastly in righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 23, chapter 24 and chapter 25. And for the evening, John chapter 11 verse 1 to 17. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.